Washington State's legal challenge to President Trump's travel ban claims it would hurt the state's economic interests. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a federal lawsuit against the administration on Monday, saying major portions of the executive order are unconstitutional. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Attorney General Bob Ferguson is asking a federal court to block key portions of the immigration ban. Ferguson says the order discriminates based on country of origin and religion. But there is more than a constitutional question on the line. In its complaint, the state argues that immigration is an important economic driver here.
The person who files the action has to have a dog in the fight, and the dog has to be involved in the lawsuit.
Hugh Spitzer is professor at University of Washington School of Law. In the complaint, the state says the travel ban is harming Washington residents and businesses.
They're making a very strong argument based on the economic well-being of their citizens and the taxpayers. I think that that's a key part of it. That's why they included these declarations from major companies in Washington state.
Companies like Expedia and Amazon have provided declarations describing how the executive order has had a negative impact on their employees' ability to travel and for the companies to do business. Most of the bans in the executive order are temporary while the administration reviews how immigrants and refugees are screened. At last count, there are more than 7,000 non-citizen immigrants in Washington from the banned countries. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.